journaling. So I have Ali, he's back. And in the previous episode we talked about like morning and evening routines, and for me one of the biggest changes in my life has been journaling. And you know, this actually started out alam mo ba, Ali, na kaya lang ako nag-journal before was una, binigyan ako ng gift. It was I think napakita ko sa iyo yun eh. It was like a 5-year journal. Parang magkakatapat yung years. So, kung ano, January 1 in one page. 2012, 13, 14, 15, 16. Parang ganon. So, makita mo, on January 1, 2012, I was writing about getting drunk with my friends. And then January 2020, Pancho just said papa. Alam mo yun? So, you can see the, ano. So, I thought, okay, this is a cool exercise. So, parang just one sentence stuff. And then, I could never get into the discipline of it. Tapos, I stopped for a really long time. Tapos, I got back into it after yun nga, like a very difficult time in our lives. Yung when we lost our baby, Luna, tapos Pancho was in the hospital. And I went back to the concept of our mind. Our minds are like paper trays. Diba? Or yung parang yung sa office na our minds are like paper trays. Every second, nilalagyan ng bagong papel. Information, feelings, happiness, pains, whatever. And if you don't declutter, your mind will be cluttered. And one form of decluttering is taking those papers and categorizing them. And one form of categorizing or putting them into folders is putting them on paper. The simple act of putting it on paper takes it away from your mind. So, ang ginawa ko, it started out, wala akong kahit anong structure. I would just write, okay, 5 things I'm happy about today. Ganun lang. And then 5 things that I want to happen tomorrow. And sa exercise na yun, parang na-realize ko how important it is to start your day by being grateful. Kasi kwari, you mentioned in the previous episode na tinupi mo yung blanket, diba? That simple act made you feel like you accomplished something. Now, if you start your day thinking about the things that you can be grateful for, malaking bagay eh. Parang it sets your day up na eh, na parang, wow, I am blessed, and therefore I can take on whatever challenges that will come along today. Yeah. So, and ikaw, Ali, you mentioned na in the previous episode na parang you don't journal because you post on Instagram, you post on social media every day, both as Linya Linya and as Ali. Hindi ka ba ano? Don't you feel like there's room for that in your life?
I do. Dapat talaga may ganun.
Bakit? Bakit mo nafe-feel na kailangan na magkaganon?
Kasi, ano eh. Eh, parang di lahat ng bagay dapat sineshare eh. Parang ganun. Parang yung feeling of intimacy siguro or parang privacy sa sarili mo. May mga bagay na ikaw lang. Paano ba? Kasi draining din minsan yung ano no, yung pag-share sa mundo. Kasi kapag may tinanggal ka rin sa iyo, parang nasa lapag na yan eh, hindi mo na siya mabalik sa iyo. Parang may pagkaganong feeling siya. So kaya siguro maganda yung journaling kasi parang nababalik mo yung sarili mo eh. parang nare-refresh mo yung nagre-regenerate yung mga bagay na binibigay ko sa mundo. Meron ulit pumapasok sa akin.
Yeah, and ako, like, the problem kasi naman talaga with social media is you put yourself out there.
Yeah.
So, you subject yourself to criticism,
yeah,
the potential criticism, or with the hopes of affirmation of others.
Mm.
And it's so different from you. And like you said, there are days na para kang machine. And when you say a machine, it's like non-stop, non-stop na tumatakbo yung utak mo. Ano yung next big idea? Ano yung ganyan? Ano yung ganyan? So, sitting down and, you know, that's a form of quiet.
Mm.
So, ako, yun nga, yung sa pag-journal ko, so, ang naging transition ko naman was, it suddenly became, again, during that really bad time in my life, you know, I learned to be more spiritual. So, parang naging spiritual journal ko naman siya. I would do a spiritual exercise in the morning, whether it's reading the Bible or something, and then I'd write down what I thought. Now, what I did was, sabi ko, I need to commit to this na. Parang it has to be a commitment. Hindi na pwedeng gagawin ko for a few weeks, few months, and then titigil ako. Because I owed it to my boys. Parang ganun eh. Parang naisip ko, ito yung magiging pamana ko sa boys ko.
Mm.
Na they will have stories of their dad during this time in his life. And then they'll get to know me. So, yun na yung naging driving force ko na kailangan ko kwentuhan yung anak ko.
Mm-hmm.
Parang naging ganun siya. And then, I created, not created, I researched, tingnan ko ano bang best practice. So, ikaw Ali, alam mo ba na may isang practice na pang writers talaga?
Mm.
Ah, fuck. I forgot what it's called, but I have the book eh. It's from The Writer's Way. Narinig mo na ba yung book na yun?
The Writer's Way.
The Writer's Way or The Creative Artist's Way?
Baka na-encounter ko na yan sa mga bookshelves ng ano, Fully Book, parang ganyan.
Book This Way ata, parang ganon.
Mm.
Oo. So, The Creative Artist Guide to Whatever. Anyway, yung sa kanya, it's, I forget the name eh. Pero the exercise is, paggising mo sa umaga, magsusulat ka lang. Minimum of, I think, 10 or, OA eh, 10 or 20 pages. Non-stop.
Mm.
Hindi ka mag-iisip. Magsusulat ka lang talaga ng, it can be puro run-on sentences.
Mm.
Parang, there's a bird there. And it's chirping. I feel sad. Why did Star Wars suck? Ganyan. As in, ramble. And then, agad-agad, you start your day na parang lininis mo yung basura in your, parang nag-empty trash bin ka in your, on your computer.
Mm.
Parang ganon.
Mm. Kaya ramblings lang, no? Hindi pwedeng mag-conceptualize ka kasi kung hindi, naglalagay ka na naman ng papers.
Yes. Walang, maybe I should, ano, and then think about, am I going towards a certain direction? Kasi, I'm sure, ikaw, kung paano ka na magsurat ngayon, everything has to have a start, middle, end, di ba?
Mm.
Yun yung exercise na yun. As in, parang isuka mo talaga lahat. Sulat mo lang lahat. Walang pake. And then therefore you'll have a clear mind to create moving forward.
Yeah, maganda yun.
Gusto mo i-try yun?
Parang gusto kong i-try.
Pero magdidilig ka pa ng halaman eh.
Kaya nga eh. Baka may dala akong notebook sa ano. Magsulat ako sa dahon. Pero siguro yun na very challenging yan sa akin, Jim. Kasi yung program ng isip ko talaga, concept, may ano na eh. Gusto niyang nagbubuo agad siya eh. Mahirap mag magsuka ng wala. Pero, yan. Ano, parang feeling ko pag ma-practice yan.
Ako naman, ang ginawa ko, binali ko yung, yun. Ang ginawa ko, I had a separate notebook. All my anxieties.
Mm.
2 pages straight. Run-on sentences, wala akong pake. I just write all the shit I'm scared of. Things that are bothering me, things that I think na mangyayari today na that'll be shitty, things I'm scared of. Grabe.
Mm.
I can honestly say na it has really changed. Parang kumbaga, even more than meditation na.
Mm.
It really, you know, it has helped me jumpstart my day.
Parang yung ano, no, yung mind and yung mind natin, parang kung paano rin nagfa-function yung katawan, hindi pwedeng masyadong matagal sa'yo. Kailangan talaga lumalabas siya at meron kang ipapasok na naman na bago. Kapag nag-stick masyado sa'yo, maapektuhan ka.
Exactly. And to be crass, how shitty does it feel to be bloated? Kunwari, kumain, lumamon ka, matutulog kang bundat, gising kang bundat, tapos kung makonstipate ka pa.
Mm-mm. Pwede kayang mag-IF sa utak?
Actually,
diba?
Yeah!
Diba? Oh, starting 8 p.m. di na ako mag-iisip. Tapos lahat ng major decisions natin sa gabi, no? Sorry, naka-IF ako ngayon eh.
pero I think that's totoo yun ah. People practice that talaga. And I think yun yung ginagawa ko. Kaya I stopped emails at a certain time. And then even until pagising ko sa umaga, as in kahit magising ako ng 4 ng umaga, 9 o'clock lang ako mag-check ng email. Parang ganun. Hindi ko napapractice all the time. Pero yeah, pwede yun. Technically. Mm. Yung mali lang naman ng tao is yung IF supposed nila ng utak is manunod sila ng series.
Na minsan mapapaisip ka pa rin naman.
Isip ka, may bago na naman papel dun sa paper tray mo. So, okay. Ako naman, I'm just sharing this with you. Hinatak na lang rin kita dito because wala lang. Ganito naman tayo mag-usap sa office eh. So, gawin na lang natin dito. Yeah. Lagi naman, alam mo naman, di ba Ali, like every week meron na naman akong bagong...
Para ako may free subscription kay Jim ng mga ano niya, ng mga bago niyang mga discoveries. Ako yung unang magta-try.
Well, again, what I wanna say is yung mga discoveries ko, what I usually do and I hope to the listeners, listen, look for a format, pero don't get stuck on the format. Baliin niyo. And ako, that's what I do. Parang lahat ng mga sinasabi ko kay Ali this week, uy Ali, IF ako ngayon. And then next week, Ali, nagme-meditate na ako sa morning. I usually just get the best parts of those that work for me. And then kinocombine ko sa kung ano mang, and I think lalo na ngayon ng quarantine, dun ko nakuha yung best formula ko so far in terms of journaling. So yeah. Are you ready?
Game.
Okay. So, okay. Again, ako first thing I do when I wake up, I do that stretch. I do push-ups just to para gising utak ko. And then what I said was, what I'll do in the morning, I will go to the things that make me the happiest. So, pupuntahan ko yung boys. I'll play with them. As in, nilagay ko na sa calendar. Play lang kami, wala lang. Para alam ko agad, and Sab, alam ko ano yung importante sa buhay ko. So everything that I'm gonna do today, there's nothing as important as these people. Anyway, so iba na yung ano. So anyway, dun sa journal, kinuha ko naman to dun sa 5-minute journal template. So it starts with writing 3 things that you're grateful for. And yung gusto ko sa exercise na to, it promotes you being fast, na you don't have to think. Mm. Kasi technically, every day I could write, grateful for Pancho and Vito, grateful for Sab, grateful for ganyan, linya-linya, ganyan. Pero what I learned here is like, sometimes I write here like, grateful for sunlight.
Mm.
Grateful na may wifi. Grateful na may kape. Ganon. So three things lang that I'm grateful for. And then the next one is daily affirm. Ah, sorry. The next one is today would be great if blank.
Mm-mm.
Ganda.
Mm-mm.
Super ganda. Because it goes back to dun sa previous episode on productivity. Mm-mm. On choosing one thing that you need. Parang may dun sa nabasa ko rin eh. Parang if gun to your head, what's the one task that you would have to do today? So this sort of answers that, or parang at least guides you, or parang leads you towards being that focused. Na parang what would make today great?
Mm-mm.
So, for example, ilagay ko have a good morning meeting with the Linya Linya team. Ganon. Then, the beauty kasi of this is, which I will get to, is yung may katapat to sa gabi. So next is daily affirmation. Now this is a pretty weird, not weird, pero you write something nice about yourself.
Mm.
So kunwari, ikaw, Ali, you'd write like, galing ko magtupi ng blanket. Or I make my mom happy.
Mm.
Ganon, as simple like that. Like, dahil nandito ako sa bahay, masaya mami ko. Parang ganon.
Mm.
I'm a good son, whatever. Ako naman, ang binali ko, yung bali ko dito was I added something na dito ko, parang pinasok ko yung something spiritual.
Mm.
So, whatever your religion is or whatever your belief is, read something, kahit something very short, and then I would write it. I would write the line there.
Mm-hmm.
Something that I picked up. And then I'm done.
Mm-hmm.
Tapos na ako. Yun yung morning ko.
Mm-hmm.
And then, the best part is, when you end your day, ito naman, you write three amazing things that happened mm-hmm. to me today.
Mm-hmm.
So this is, so kita mo, na gabi na, tapos na yung araw mo, then you think, then you reflect.
Mm-mm.
You give yourself time na to think about, okay, what really happened today? That what were amazing? Ganyan. And then, the last one is, today would have been better if blank.
Mm-mm.
So, today would have been better if I didn't lose my temper. Ganyan, ganyan. So, what I like is, it ties up your morning and it ties up your whole day.
Mm.
Especially, yeah. Di ba, parang kuwari yung lalagay mo, today would be great. Ang ganda kung linagay mo, today would be great. And then it was one of your amazing things that happened that day.
Mm-hmm.
And then,
yeah.
Another practice I do is, kunwari, it's Monday today. I check what happened Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd see, kuwari, today would have been better if I didn't lose my temper.
Mm-hmm.
And then, now that it's Monday, I'm looking, wow. I didn't lose my temper today. So today was much better than yesterday.
Mm-mm.
Parang ganon. So, it's a really great, it's a very, very fast practice na I feel like, sabi ko nga sa'yo, diba, I've been doing this for years and it's the best exercise na flesh out ko.
Yeah. Ako yung three amazing things that happened today. In-apply ko to gym eh, kasi tinuro mo sa akin to eh. Di ba parang it's either sa umaga or sa gabi. Sa akin, gumana siya eh. Yun lang nga nangyari tong COVID ano. Pero before COVID, meron talaga akong nakadedicate na notebook for that. So, ang laking tulong din for me eh. Kasi nga, madalas mabigat ang mga araw eh, no? So, kunyaring mabigat yung araw ko, tapos makapagsulat ako ng three things na nangyari, laging may tatlong bagay na mabuti pa rin nangyari. So ang ganda. Gandang reminder niya. Kapag naman maganda na yung araw mo, pwede rin mag-end kasing masama yun eh. Kung yung mga last few things na nangyari sa'yo, yun yung magsistick sa paghiga mo at pagtulog mo. Ang pangit din. So ang ganda lang na may panapos ka na, nasa magandang mindset ka. And gusto ko rin yung sinabi mo na morning and ano eh, and evening eh. Para talagang masasara, malalak mo siya eh. Compared to may opening ka na isa, kunyari ang pangit ng gising mo, no? Apektado na rin yung buong day mo. Pero kapag sinimulan mo na maganda, no, tapos sa tapusin mo na maganda, mas ano, feeling ko mas maganda yung araw mo, basically.
Sobra. I'd recommend this because it's true. It really is 5 minutes lang.
Mm-mm.
And parang ano eh, no matter what your feed says or whatever, like there's nothing like, grabe Ali, binalikan ko yung ano. So meron na akong box.
Mm.
May box na ako since 2012
Mm-mm.
of different journals. Grabe. Yun nga, yung mga iba-ibang styles. And I'm just so happy na sometimes when I'm feeling shitty, I go to one of the notebooks.
Wow.
And I read the entries. Either natatawa ako kasi like, wow. Nakakatawa, Ali. As in, mga... Meron doon eh. Parang met... Meron ako doon. Actually, dapat send ko sa inyo. Parang met Ali and Panch today.
Mm.
Looks exciting. Dami naming nainom. Ganun lang. Pero alam mo yun, it's such an important timestamp na hindi makakapture ng photo.
Mm-hmm.
Kasi ganun parang it nakakapture yung sino kang tao nun and ano yung view mo sa nangyayari. Nung time na yun,
mm-hmm.
who would have known na, like the person who wrote that had no idea kung ano yung magagawa natin.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Wow.
Oh.
Nakaka-.
Sisend ko sa inyo yun.
Mm.
Whew. Whew. Anyway, thank you, Ali. Thank you for joining this 5-part webinar.
Yeah, and ako, anong tawag dito? Ang dami ko natutuhan, Jim, and ano naman, constant naman ako natututo sa'yo, and malaking part ng kung bakit mas tingin ko mas productive ako ngayon dahil marami sa ilang years na magkasama tayo. Tina-try out ko yung mga tinuturo mo sa akin. So ako yung una mong subscriber.
Sana sinabi mo yan sa first episode.
Para kailangan nilang pakinggan yung buong thing bago nila malaman yung ano. Ito na yung end nung ano, Jim. Ito yung journal eh. Ito na yung end nung day na three amazing things that happened today. So wala ka namang sabihin ko kagad sa gitna nangyayari pa.
Pero ako think ako rin, I'd like to thank you, Ali, na lagi mo akong pinagbibigyan sa mga ganitong, I mean, sinabi ko nga kay Sabi na I think yun yung isang sobrang namimiss ko sa pagpunta sa office, and I feel like has may chunk na nawala sa akin is yung pag-hangout lang natin. So, I expect you to be on the show even more.
Yeah. Definitely.
Anything to promote?
Well, ako, ang ipopromote ko, yung naisip kong name ko na ano, kung ikaw yung happy dad, pwede akong ako yung happy bud. Uy, pwede.
Uy. Diba? Pero baka weed show.
Pwede naman. From time to time, pwede rin. Debi rin. Oo nga. Day, bud as buddy. Hindi naman ano. Pero yun lang. Pero
anything. Oo nga.
Hindi bud na ano. Tsaka minsan happy bad din ba?
Ano kaya?
Ewan ko. Sa yun lang yung naisip ko so far. So, mag-evolve.
Why don't you, ano, why don't the listeners tell us na lang? So,
yeah.
Okay,
na bahala.
Yeah, so, tweet me or tag me on Instagram at Jim Bacaro. And if you have mailbag questions, especially for writers and, you know, aspiring entrepreneurs, the mailbag email is foreverhappydad@gmail.com. And ikaw, Ali, anything to promote?
Well, ano lang, makinig kayo nitong Happy Dad. Ano, ako mismo, narami ko natutuhan. Excited na rin ako mapakinggan yung mga first few episodes. Marami akong mapipick up din for sure. The Linya-Linya Show, kailangan nyo rin makinig. No? Halo naman yun na mga kwentuhan din na nakakatawa lang. And meron ding mga topics doon na pwedeng may mapick up din kayo. So, yun. Tsaka Wake Up With Jim and Sab. Yung mga podcast lang na yung tatlong podcast na yan, pakinggan nyo lang. Marami kayong mapipick up. Yun lang.
Okay. Maraming salamat, Ali.
Thank you so much.
You will be come back.
Sige.